No. I told you about this 3 years ago, and you didn't believe me. Why are you interested now? I literally told you that your best friend raped me, and not only did you say that I was lying, you told me that everyone else would think I was just trying to ruin poster boy Captain America apple pie and shit. Fuck you. Are you putting together information to put him into prison? You what? Oh, you fucking bitch. You know something? You are the reason Mom probably died unhappy because you pull selfish shit like this. I'm not going to talk to you about how your best friend took my virginity and raped me. Yeah, you didn't fucking know that, did you? Wow. Really? Look, sis, stop and think for a second. Think long and hard. Not about his dick, either. Are you really this much of a fucking hoe bag? Did it ever occur to you that he's faking? Did you ever think that maybe, just maybe, he's just using you because he can't find any other women that will believe his whole disassociation bullshit? You're falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. 6,000 dollars. Yes, it's going to cost you $6,000. Because that's how much fucking debt I had to go through to bury Mom. Which, I remind you, that you couldn't even show up for her fucking funeral, you selfish bitch. It was the day of my 18th birthday. Yes, you were fucking already 3 bottles deep in the wine. You're an alcoholic, by the way. Your best friend had just put you to bed and was finishing cleaning up your mess when he found me. He was all like, "Hey, what's wrong?" and trying to be a good guy.
Joel broke up with me on my birthday. How could he do this to me?
I had a couple drinks. I knew I shouldn't have, but Mom and Dad weren't around, and the chaperone was probably sleeping it off in her own puddle of drool.
I just want to be loved.
And he said he would make me feel good.
Really? How?
He reminded me that I had a crush on him at one point and asked if he could gift me with a kiss.
I did always want that, but I was too young.
Next thing you know, we're kissing, and it was one kiss that got into more kisses. I don't care if I had a crush on him. He still raped me, goddammit. I had on that pink shimmery dress. I knew that Joel liked it, and the next thing you know, his hands were under my skirt. It was just over my panties at first, but he shoved them to the side.
Stop. No. No one has ever touched me there before. Please stop. Yeah, it feels good, but God.
Next thing you know, he's sliding a finger inside me while kissing me.
I can't. Oh, wow. No, I haven't done anything. I told you. Oh, God, is that your finger?
He took his other hand and he put it on his cock.
God, is that your dick?
Through his pants. And it scared me. But I was like, well, I'm an adult and he's treating me like one. He'll respect my wishes. He whispered sweet things in my ears. Things I wanted the boys to tell me. He told me I was beautiful. I was lovely. How he would make me his little princess and... Yes, this is your fucking best friend doing these things. Yes, it was years ago.
Please stop. Oh, you're gonna make me... God. Yeah, I want to feel good, but... I know I'm an adult now. I can do this.
I wound up having what I now realize was a defense orgasm. Maybe if I come, he would stop. He did for a few moments, and I did still have a crush on him. He was paying attention to me. It was like my body knew he was taking advantage of me, but my 18-year-old brain couldn't decipher the hormones properly.
Stop. Please stop. That was the first time someone made me come. Please just let me enjoy it. Thank you.
He didn't let up. He said that even though I was the birthday girl, I shouldn't be a tease like my sister. Yes, he was talking about you. I'm sitting there breathless with my juices leaking down my thighs. And he takes my hand and makes me stroke his cock. And I was scared of it.
I can't. It's too big. It won't fit. Just do this up and down?
He started fingering me again and distracting me by revving me up for another orgasm when it happened.
Please stop fingering me. I can't take it. No, I like it.
So violently in my hand. He growled and raged and grunted and got loud enough that even the passed out 18 and 19 year olds ignored my screams. He even scooped up cum used as lube to finger fuck me further.
Is it going to get me pregnant if you do that? It's... What's wrong?
And he passed out.
Are you okay?
I thought I had escaped.
Are you alive?
I felt horrible, and I had to take a cold shower.
Fuck, he's passed out.
Good.
Fuck, this dress is ruined. Just take a shower, go to my room, and lock the door.
My crush was scared as soon as I saw his cock, and died as soon as I saw him come. I realized he was just using me, and I would try to keep him away. I was a mess, and I was scared with no one around to protect me.
Holy fuck! How did he shoot it into my hair? Thank God he didn't put that thing in me, or I would have... No!
He followed me up.
What
he
are
had
you
that
doing?
Dazed look in his eyes as he entered the bathroom.
Get
His cock was still hanging out. And it was hard. He pulled up my dress and ripped down my panties.
Stop it!
I tried to fight him. No one heard me. I tried to scream, but he covered my mouth with the same hand that he had finger fucked cum into me. And then he fucked me. Oh, you are shitting me. You need me to go into detail about that? He bent me over and lifted up my dress as I had said. And yes, I was wet, and it was probably because my body was protecting itself from what was about to happen. I wasn't turned on. I bartered. I begged. No, I tried to pull away,
please,
but he wouldn't have it.
Do anything. Anything. I'll give you a blowjob. I never gave one. You can teach me. I never did anything before. Just stop, please. No, please. No, I...
to get through this, and I started getting angry.
I hate you for getting drunk.
Pissed at Mom and Dad for allowing me to have alcohol at the party. Pissed at my friends for either being too drunk to hear me or passed out. Pissed at Joel for dumping me and putting me in this vulnerable state.
Rots off. Why?
And
are you?
What happened could only be considered a rage come. Yeah, because he started shooting volley after volley of cum deep inside of me. And at the same time, he grabbed my head and forced me to look at myself in the mirror. And I came too. But I came because I was pissed. We basically violently fucked ourselves through the orgasm. The sounds that came out of my body were all anger and orgasmic rage. And he was equally as loud. Like, he was fucking claiming me, and I wasn't going to be claimed.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Because as soon as I was free, I was going to do what I could to stop him and get him put into jail. I wasn't on fucking birth control, and he dropped a cup of cum in my fucking womb. As my orgasm was winding down, I was feeling broken, battered, bruised, and used. All I could do was just gasp and whimper, and my whole body was in pain. My pussy felt like it had been split open by his cock. My waist was hurting from the countertop. My ass was hurting from all of the hard thrusting. I went from angry to scared. He still had that dazed look on his face the whole fucking time. He bent over and said, "You are my birthday present from your sister."
No.
And then
you slammed
my head into the counter, and I woke up in bed with a headache. No, it wasn't just a headache. My pussy still had cum in it, and it fucking hurt for days. I was bleeding. Your pal fucking raped me and said I was his fucking present. How in the fuck did... You bitch. You said he could have my virginity for his birthday as a joke? You didn't think he'd take me up on it? Well, guess what? I can only fucking come when I am angry now. Don't you get it? I can't have a normal goddamn relationship because of this. No. Fuck you. You're already trying to back him up and make it out that he was the victim in your head. No, don't even bother with the money. Just get the fuck out. Get out! Fuck! God damn it.
Came really hard that time.